Iran has bolstered its stockpile of uranium-enriched close to weapons-grade levels, according to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog.
Tehran seeks to have punitive economic sanctions imposed over its contentious nuclear program rescinded in exchange for curbing the program. The program, like all state matters in Iran, operates under the oversight of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A rocket launched by North Korea to deploy its second spy satellite exploded shortly after liftoff, state media reported, dealing a setback to leader Kim Jong-un's ambitions to field satellites to monitor the U.S. and South Korea.
The failed launch came hours after the leaders of South Korea, China, and Japan convened in Seoul for their first trilateral summit in over 4 years. It's highly unusual for North Korea to take provocative action when China, its major ally and economic lifeline, engages in high-level diplomacy in the region. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Russia and Uzbekistan signed an agreement for Moscow to construct a small nuclear power plant in the Central Asian nation.
Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks in the Uzbek capital with Uzbekistan's leader Shavkat Mirziyoyev. Mirziyoyev hailed the project as vital in remarks after the talks, noting that Uzbekistan has its own large reserves of uranium. Putin, in turn, vowed to do everything in order to work effectively on Uzbekistan's nuclear energy market. Liam White reporting.
A 26-year-old man will face charges including assault with intent to murder and two counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon after police allege he stabbed two people at a local rest stop restaurant.
Authorities identified the suspect Sunday afternoon as 26-year-old Jared Ravitza. Ravitza was arrested Saturday night but is currently in a local hospital receiving medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Prosecutors said they believe the man is linked to the alleged stabbing of four girls inside a movie theater in a nearby town. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A Papua New Guinea government official has told the United Nations that more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive by last Friday's landslide and has formally requested international assistance.
The government figure is roughly triple the UN estimate of 670 killed by the landslide in the South Pacific island nation's mountainous interior. The remains of only five people had been recovered by Monday, local authorities reported. It was not immediately clear why the tally of six reported on Sunday had been revised down. Paul Gomez reporting.
A lightning strike killed a Colorado rancher and 34 head of cattle over the weekend, officials said.
Mike Morgan, 51, was feeding his cattle from a trailer when he was struck and died on the scene, despite life-saving efforts, the Jackson County Sheriff's Office said. The lightning bolt struck on wide-open pasture outside the town of Rand, about 80 miles northwest of Denver, said George Crockett, the county coroner. Kyle Norris reporting.
Famed boxer Mike Tyson, 57, suffered a medical emergency on board a flight from Miami to Los Angeles over the weekend. The Hall of Fame fighter is doing great, according to representatives for Tyson.
The incident on Sunday occurred mere minutes before landing, according to Tyson's representatives. He became nauseous and dizzy due to an ulcer flare-up 30 minutes before landing, read a statement from his representatives. He is appreciative to the medical staff that were there to help him, Kevin Sanders reporting.
General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter, who was known for playing Brando Corbin in the beloved ABC soap opera, died after being shot.
Wachter was shot after he interrupted three male suspects who were allegedly attempting to remove a catalytic converter from his vehicle. His mother, Scarlett Wachter, told KBC-TV Los Angeles. The incident happened around 3:25 a.m. on Saturday, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.